Morning. Today's daf Nazir is Chaf. Yitzhak Hashem, today we're going to finish the third parak of the Masechta. Start the fourth parak of the Masechta. We are on the bottom of Yotes Amud Beis. We thank Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is Lonezech Nishmas Liba Gabriel Bashmuel. The Mishnah starts off Mishnah Nazir Nazir Tarbe. A person made a number of commitments to be a Nazir Vehishlemus Nazira So. And finishes Naziris, and then V'achar Kach Bal Aretz, and then afterwards made a decision, life decision, that he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that means, of course, that all the Naziris that he pledged and kept were done outside of Eretz Yisrael. Beishamai Omrim Nazir Shloshim Yom, so Beishamai says that he has to be a Nazir for an additional 30 days. Beisil Omrim Nazir B'tchila. And Beisil says that you got to go all the way back to the beginning and start anew and start fresh. Already I'll give away some of the Gemara that we're going to be seeing up ahead, and that is that one of the issues that is taking place over here, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we'll get to the specifics in just a moment, but just as a general issue, is that there's a Chutz Aretz is an area of Tumah. Okay. Not giving a drasha on Shabbos morning. We're learning Gemara. We're speaking Halacha. So the Chutz Aretz is a Makom Tumah, and the concern and the consideration is that we don't know where bodies are buried, and perhaps people living outside of Chutz Aretz are not that careful in terms of burial, in terms of marking off burial spots. So there's a general concern out throughout Chutz Aretz that perhaps there's Tumas Mace, and you just simply don't know where it is. Which, by the way, puts this Mishnah in a perfect location, meaning what has been our discussion for the last number of days, including the Mishnah that we did back on Tetzayin Amud Beis. So the Mishnah that we did is Mishnah Nazir Hu Beveis HaKvaros. So the previous Mishnah was somebody was a Nazir and he was in a cemetery. So the truth of the matter is now that we're thinking in these terms, so this Mishnah really is a perfect fit in terms of the Perek. Now we're discussing somebody who is a Nazir, and again, to a lesser degree, but he's Bebeis HaKvaros. He's quote-unquote in a cemetery. So now, what happens when he comes now to Eretz Yisrael, and so Beis Shammai says he has to observe 30 days of Naziris. Now, in of itself, right now, we're not supposed to make sense of it, because either the Naziris worked or it didn't work. So if it worked, so then you're fine. And if it didn't work, so then what are you doing only 30 days for? So, and Beis Hillel, okay, to a better degree, we understand, Beis Hillel says you got to start all over again, meaning that you were Tameh at the time. Again, I'm just right now going large strokes over the Mishnah. Let's continue in the Mishnah. So Beis Hillel Nazir B'tchila. Ma'aseh b'Hilni Hamalka. The Gemara tells us a story regarding Hilni Hamalka. Hilni Hamalka having something to do historically with the Chashmonaim. Not perfectly clear what the connection was, but okay. And some are of the opinion that she was a Giyaris. But either way, the part that we need to know is that she committed herself to becoming a Nazir. The Mishnah tells a story. Her son went out to war. And she made a pledge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she says that if my son returns home from war in peace, so she makes a commitment to be a Nazir for 7 years. And her son comes back from war. And so she keeps her promise. And she's a Nazir for 7 years. And then after 7 years, she goes to Eretz Yisrael. So imagine, and this is a part where, the story is a great story, but then there's halacha, meaning you got to comply with the halacha. So Beis Hillel said to her, okay, but the halacha is that you fulfilled your 7 years outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now you're in Eretz Yisrael, now you have to do another 7 years. And then it was at the end of the second set of 7 years that she becomes Tameya, meaning before she finished counting. So now, so now she's got to do another 7 years, because again, what happens when you're Tamei Meis? So, Yamim HaRishonim Yiplu, first days fall away, got to start again. She started again, so it's 7 times 3, so that's 21 years of her being a Nazira. Nimtzeis Nazir Esavacha, I'm sorry, Esvim Vachat Shana. Adkan, that is that's the story regarding Hiloni Amalka. So for 21 years of her life, she was a Nazir. A commitment of 7, going to Eretz Yisrael, following Beis Hillel's opinion, another 7. Becoming Tmeya at the end, having to do it again, that's another 7. Good. Am Rabbi Yehuda lo Isaac Nazira, Ella Arba Asrei Shana. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. My version of the story is that she was a Nazir for 14 years. So how come he knocks off 7 years? So stay tuned, we're going to be discussing that. Okay. Yes.
Didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah, and you're in a Beis HaKvara, you don't even start counting. And this is a suffix Tumah, and you're counting.
Well, you're counting, but you're not. Meaning, Beis Hillel will tell you, you're all that counting that you did, okay, Beis Shammai, good. So you're right. So, but, right? You know, you're right. For Beis Shammai, we're gonna have to try and understand a little bit better. That's what the Gemara is going to do right now. When the Gemara on the bottom of your testament bays, Ketani Reisha Beis Shammai Amrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. Uveitzel Amrim Nazir Betchila. Okay, so the Gemara first starts off by citing the Mishnah. And, okay, so we now have the two positions. Beis Shammai says that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're just going to have to do another 30 days. And according to Beis Hillel, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to do another... you're going to have to do it all over again. Lema b'hakimifli. Now the Gemara is going to suggest that the underpinning of this machlokas is going to be based on the following. Now these next four lines of Gemara, it's really not a lot, right, until we get to the next sugya. These next four lines of Gemara are going to be difficult. Difficult to understand, not difficult to read. The reading is going to be easy. Translation will be easy as well. But difficult to understand and to complicate matters, Tosos says that the girsa that we have in the Gemara is not the correct girsa, and Tosos is going to flip around the girsa. So what I'll do is I will go through the Gemara one round, where I'm just going to read the Gemara as we have it within our Nosach, and then I will go take us through Tosos, where we're going to go basically in the reverse and look at what he believes is the correct girsa of the Gemara. So, but with all said and done, though, it's still going to be a little bit difficult to understand. All right. Beis Shammai savrei eretz ha'amim mishum gusha gazru alaha, uBeis Hillel savrei mishum avira gazru alaha. Okay. Again, we go back to a point that I touched on in the Mishnah, but now let's explore this a little bit better. Chutz Aretz is a place where there's bodies buried everywhere, and again, not a serious concern of marking off the graves. And so therefore the Chachamim said, you know, as a general gzeirah, we're going to say that once you step foot outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you put your foot on soil, on international soil, international meaning anything not Eretz Yisrael, so you are now going to, there's going to be a rabbinical tumah placed upon you, wherever you may step, as long as you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a tumah midrabbanan. It's a gzeirah derabbanan. Now, this gzeirah derabbanan of tumah, is it going specifically on the ground, or does it even include the airspace as well? Let's imagine that you're put in a box, and this box is placed in the air above. That's kind of funny. We imagine that. That happens to us all the time. It's called the plane. The back then, okay, so they had an earlier version of a plane. It's just that, you know, it didn't take off, and you know, you had to have people suspending in the air. But still, in other words, the question that we're going to be dealing with is as follows. We know there's a tumah derabbanan placed on Chutz Aretz. Is that going specific to the ground, or does that include the air as well? Meaning, if you're of the opinion that it's the air, meaning it's the air plus the ground, it's a given. For sure, ground, air plus the ground. And so what the Gemara now is suggesting is as follows. Maybe that's really what is behind the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai says, Eretz Amim Mishim Gusha Gazraba. Beis Shammai says that, look, Eretz Amim is Tameh, but limited Tuma, only the ground, not the airspace. So therefore, when you're in Chutz Aretz, so you're in a very modified version of Tuma, meaning this Nazir, who spent his Naziris outside of Eretz Yisrael. So yes, he exposed himself to Tumah Derabbanan, but a milder form of Tumah Derabbanan. So that means that really Maker Adin, according to the strict letter of the law, he or she complied and fulfilled his Nazirus, but there was a Tumah Derabbanan in a modified form. Therefore, according to Beis Shammai, you come to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to now you're going to be doing another 30 days of Nazirus. What's 30 days? It's Kenas. The rabbis penalized you for counting your Naziris outside of Eretz Yisrael. On one hand, you can't ignore.
Sports wrangler?
Sports wrangler.
Okay. Okay. It's okay. It's okay. So the so according to Beis Shammai, so you did it, meaning you Minatorah, you counted the days outside of Eretz Yisrael. Minatorah works. It's just that you were violated Nisa D'Rabbanan. So you know what? The Chachamim penalized you and had you do another 30 days when you go to Eretz Yisrael. Fine, that's Chachamim. What's Beis Shammai's position? Beis Shammai says no. Mishum Avira Gazer Allah. Mishum Avira, the airspace. What does that mean? So again, in the reading of the Gemara that we have in front of us, it means now that there is a Tumah D'Rabbanan in Chutz Aretz, and it's more serious than what we thought previously. It's not just going on the ground; it's also going in the airspace as well. It's a more serious Tumah D'Rabbanan, and so therefore the Chachamim said, "Now you go to Eretz Yisrael. So because you expose yourself to Tumah D'Rabbanan on a more serious level, so therefore, you know what? You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael. You're going to do Nazirus all over again." That is the Gemara as we have it in our Nusach. Let me just finish reading on the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. Beisol Savri Misham Avir Gazraba. I'm sorry. Avir Gazra Allah. Period. Yes. So this is what the Gemara's proposal is.
Because normally to Masmes goes out.
Right.
So
right.
Beisol say it's the same as.
Correct. Avir. Correct. Right. And good. Yeah. So Gemara says law. The Kolam Mishum Gusha Gazra Allah. So the Gemara says no. Really, the truth of the matter is that the Tumah D'Rabbanan imposed by the Chachamim is only going on the ground. Meaning there is no opinion that says that Tumas Chutzar, Tumas Ha'amim goes on the airspace as well. Okay, so Ubei Shammai Savri B'Stam Nizirus Kanstinan, Ubei Shammai Savri Ki Kanstinan B'Tchilas Nizirus. And now that it's a milder form of Tumah D'Rabbanan, where the Tumah D'Rabbanan is only going on the ground and not going on the airspace, so now what is the Machlokas? So the Gemara says, the Machlokas is a very simple, straightforward, how much of a Knas are we going to penalize the person for observing his Nizirus outside of Eretz Yisrael? So Ubei Shammai says, just a minimum Nizirus of 30 days, and Beis Shammai says, no, the Kenas is going to be all the way from the beginning. Eilu ve'eilu, they both agree that the Nazirus that done outside Min HaTorah was a good Nazirus, but because of a violation of a Tumah D'Rabbanan, even though it's a milder Tumah D'Rabbanan, so nevertheless, the Chachamim are going to constant, they're going to penalize, and it's just a question of how long that penalty is going to be. Adkan, that takes us through the Gemara as we have it presented in front of us right now. And take a look at the top. Tosos on Chaf Amud Aleph. So Tosos is farm de garcia hachi de Beis Shammai Savri Eretz Ha'amim Mishum Gusha Gazru Alaha Vela Alavira Umuti Likanes Ba Bishita Tevel Migdal Beisol Savri Afilu Alavira Gazru Mishum Hachi Chmir Listom Lister Hakol. So Tosos says some people have the Girsa as we just read in the Gemara, meaning our Girsa, the one that we're looking at in the Gemara. V'kashal gir sezu d'may tam d'bei shamay. D'nehi d'lo gazru ki imishim gusha b'kom akom. Listra akol. Mi did d'havi abeis akvaros. D'einu matame ba'avir v'afil hachi sostra akol. So the Tosu says, you know, it's a little bit challenging because even if the Tumah D'Rabbanan is only going on the ground, when all said and done, you expose yourself to Tumah. So then what's the svara? What's the argument? Meaning, when the Gemara got to the next stage of the next stage of its development, where we're talking about Kanas, so then we could have a discussion of how, well, he's penalized for this, and he's penalized for that, and we can, you know, the numbers could fluctuate. But if the issue is, you expose yourself to Tumah, so then how do you understand Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai says, well, you only have to come in and do 30 days. What do you mean? You either were or you weren't Tameh. If you were Tameh, like you were in a cemetery, you got to start again. And if you weren't Tameh, so then you have to do anything. So Tosfos says, it's just hard to understand what Beit Shammai was predicated on. So Lachin Yer Degarsin and Ipcha. So Tosfos says that he has a Girsa which he believes is the correct Girsa. And this Girsa goes in the exact opposite fashion. Beis Shammai Savri Mishum Avir Gazru V'Yechmir Be'Eretz Ha'amim. Where? Here we're going to have Beis Shammai saying that Eretz Ha'amim has a Tumah D'Rabbanan both on the ground and in the air. Okay, stay tuned, we're going to explain. U Beis Shammai Savri Mishum Gusha Gazru, and Beis Shammai says no, that the Tumah D'Rabbanan is only going on the ground, not in the air. V'im Tumah V'Asha Nami Mai Tami De'Beis Shammai Ati Mishum De'Echmir Ba'Yosem Mikever Lo Yistar El Alamed. And so now Tosfos says, based on this Girsa, let us pose the obvious question. According to Beis Shammai, what comes out now? He's of the opinion that Tumas Ha'amim is actually more harsh and more strict, and meanwhile, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you only have to serve another 30 days of Nazirus. How does that work? So Tosfos answers. V'yesh Lomer De'en Achinami De'Kem De'Echmir Ba'Ligzar Alavira Galu L'Chol De'Osa Tumah Einu Ela Medrabanan. So Tosa says, because look, sometimes a din derabanan, a gzera derabanan, is so obviously a derabanan. We see this every now and then throughout Shas, that sometimes the Chachamim want people to know this is a din derabanan, not a din daraisa. Right? Sometimes they don't want people to know, right? Chicken and milk. You're right? No, meaning it is a din derabanan. But in terms of the way the Ragah goes there, it's the same waiting time, same issues of bishul. Okay, some leniencies because it's a din derabanan, but basically it behaves like a daraisa. Here, Tosa's explanation based on his girsa is that because Eretz Amim is tame, ground and air, that's clearly uniquely derabanan. And therefore, those who tomeino alam adarabban b'lachin sagilei diyistor shloshim yom d'lo mechlofa b'tuma daraisa. So therefore, no one's going to ever confuse being in chutz aretz with actual exposure to tuma, because they're clearly different from one another. And meanwhile, Beisil says no, that the tumas amim is tame in terms of the gush, that's the ground, not the airspace. And so therefore, you know what it behaves like? It behaves very similar to a cemetery. Now, I imagine when he says cemetery over here, he means, it's not clear, because in a cemetery, when you're directly over the mace, so you create an ohel and you are tame.
Wouldn't this create a parallel between the zikah and the case of the guy became nazir in a cemetery in terms of...
Right, right.
Which doesn't really count.
We talked about
all those things.
Right, we talked about that. We talked earlier this morning. We talked about the parallel. So the but yes, it's a very good point. So it's a tzarch sheyistur hakol omishum de michlof eretz amim bekvaros the kinyan svarzu ika beper kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, the Tosa says, now that this gzeira derabanan of chutz aretz is very similar to a cemetery, so now what we're concerned about is that you're in chutz aretz and you come into Eretz Yisrael, and even though it was only tumah derabanan, the rabbis would say to you, you know what, it's okay, just do 30 days. So the next time you're in a cemetery, which is a very similar type of tumah, although with one notable difference, in the cemetery that's a tumah daraisa. So you'll say to yourself, well, you know, the last time this happened on Eretz HaAmim, so I just came in and we did 30 days and that was enough. So it's people will get confused. Therefore, Beisil says that even though the Eretz HaAmim is a Tumah Derabanan, but because of its similarity to a real Tumah of a basic Faros, so the Chachamim said, you know what? You come in, you're going to have to redo the whole thing again. That's Tosus's Girsa, and that's the explanation of the Gemara according to Tosus's Girsa. We are on the top of Chaf Amud Aleph. We are at the two dots. Ma'isa Behilani Amalka. The Ibailahu Bishanitmes Valib de Beishama Odama Bishlonitmes Valib de Beisil. Gemara's question over here is a very simple question. Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah knocked off 7 years. In other words, the way we have the story of Hiloni Amalka, she was a Nazir for 21 years, 7 years outside of Eretz Yisrael, another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, she becomes Tamei at the end, Tamei'ah at the end, and she serves now another 7 years. Rabbi Yehuda knocks off 7 years, and why? That's the Gemara's question. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah didn't explain. So why did Rabbi Yehuda knock off 7 years? So the Gemara gives two positions to consider. Either, number one, Bishanit Meis Valib de Beishamai, either she became Tamei and subscribing to the viewpoint of Beit Shammai, meaning, what did Beit Shammai say? That your Tamei outside of Eretz Yisrael, granted. And you go into Eretz Yisrael, but the Tamei outside of Eretz Yisrael is a Derabanan. So how much time do you have to serve when you come in? Only 30 days. So maybe what Rabbi Yehuda is doing, it's an interesting suggestion, unusual, is that maybe Rabbi Yehuda is subscribing to Beit Shammai. Oh, okay. And so what happened was is that she comes into Eretz Yisrael. She doesn't have to repeat the 7 years. So how come she did another 7 years? Because she became Tamei at the end. And so therefore all the days got knocked off. And so that's why she did another 7 years. Okay, the question which the Gemara is going to ask momentarily is, well, let's not forget about 30 days. In other words, there's an extra 30 days. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Or maybe, according to Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the viewpoint of Beis Hillel, that when you serve your Nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael, you got to do it all over again. So, Hiloni Amalka did 7 years outside of Eretz Yisrael, she comes into Eretz Yisrael, she does another 7 years. Where does the last 7 years get knocked off? So, Rabbi Yehuda just simply disagrees with what happened at the end of year 14. According to the Tanakhama's version of the story, she became Tamei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, she didn't. That's all. In other words, I subscribe to Beis Hillel, but there wasn't a third round of a 7-year Naziris. Tashma, the Gemara says, well, let's see. Al talaretz v'horu Beis Hillel shetei Nazir o'ud sheva shanim, acheros. V'isa kedacha b'shinit meiz v'alib de Beis Shammai. And if you think, by the way, those next three letters v'chule, that's a critical part, because we're not wondering what the Tanakhama's opinion is. We know what the Tanakhama's opinion is. The question over here is on Rabbi Yehuda. So you gotta just read on in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda lo ha'isa nizira ela arbas reshana. The isa kedach b'shenit mitzvah de beishami yahachi. Rabbi Yehuda amar lo ha'isa nizira ela yudal shana v'shoshim yomi ba'ilei. The question is a very simple one. Meaning, if Rabbi Yehuda actually subscribes to Beis Shammai, there's a 30 days that's missing. It's not there in the Mishnah. Tanya Namehach, the Gemara now is going to quote a brisa supporting this. Supporting this meaning that you have to account for the 30 days. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Damar Karzos Toras Nazir. Torah Amar Ki Nitma Biyom Alos Tein Lo Toras Nazir. When you become Tamei on your concluding day, so you don't have to restart the whole thing over again, but rather, Tein La Torah's Nazir, just give her a Torah's Nazir another 30 days. But anyway, the point is that there is another 30 days unaccounted for.
But
so,
Rabbi Eliezer Shamuzi also.
No? Correct. But another 30 days unaccounted for. So therefore, the Gemara says that really Rabbi Yehuda is subscribing to Beis Hillel's opinion. And the reason why the last third round of 7 years isn't there is because he just simply disputes some of the facts of the story. Notably, she did not become Tamei at the end of her second 7 years. Next Mishnah. Misha hayu shtei kitei edim. Me'edos oso. Let's say the following. You became a Nazir. You said you made a declaration you became a Nazir. How many times are you going to be a Nazir? So this is up for debate. One group of Edom said that you said the number two. Eilam Edom Shenazer Shtayim. The Eilam Edom Shenazer Chamish. And another group of witnesses says that you declared to be a Nazir for five. So, we're going to in a moment have a debate between Meisham and Beis Hillel in terms of if we can take these two testimonies and at least look at the lowest common denominator. But before we get to that point, let us ask the obvious question. I declared myself to be a Nazir. I didn't, but you know, for purposes of illustration. And then I have conflicting reports of what number I said. Wouldn't it be at this point in time the most prudent thing and probably the most common sense thing to do is to go over to me and ask me simply, "Hey, Sugarman." Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Did you have a say in this matter? So Tosfos asked that question. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Tosfos is the last mid-range line. Misha yishteki deidim eidus oso eilam eidim shenadu shnei naziros ve'eilam eidim shenadu chameish nechluku eidusa. Ve'ein kan naziros klal. Now, Tosfos over here is just went ahead a little bit in the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says that we basically take all the eidus, we take the testimony, and we throw it right out. And therefore, the subject of this whole discussion, I'm not going to be a Nazir at all. So, Tosfos asked the obvious question. Well, if I'm quiet throughout this entire debate, so at one point in time, isn't my silence going to be acquiescence? And assuming that that's true, that's a general cloth throughout Chas, Shtika Kohoda. So that means that basically, I got to be agreeing with somebody.
Yeah. Oh, it's not about which one.
Oh, so the Yesh Lama. So Tosfos now is going to suggest three separate answers in terms of where am I in this debate? It's a debate about me, the circling around me. So don't I have a say, and why am I not opening my mouth? So the Yesh Lama. Shaino de machish kol achas v'achas. Di mod al achas lama lo yeko daso. So answer number one of Tosfos is I'm disputing everyone's report. Now, I'm not perfectly in understanding Tosfos' first answer. I'm going to make the admission that, in other words, I declare myself to be a Nazir multiple times. One group of people are saying that I'm two, and I said, no, it's definitely not two. Another group of Adam say it was five, and I'm saying, no, it definitely wasn't five. I'm now waiting for, okay, I know you said it's not two, I know you said it's not five. What's the number? So I guess in this first answer, I guess what I'm saying is I don't know, but it wasn't two and it wasn't five. And I'm admitting that I don't fully understand his first answer. Second answer of Tosfos is very simple, very straightforward. I don't know. Okay, my memory is failing me these days. I wish I could just say that in the explanation of the Gemara. But, okay, anyway, my memory is failing me these days. So, so therefore I simply say I don't know. So now, look, I'm admitting I took on Naziris. I'm even admitting I took on multiple Naziris. The number, look, I know I said a number, I don't know what it was. And now it's left to the Edom to give the number, and we have conflicting reports. One group said 2, the other one said 5. A third answer of Tosfos, Inami, Kishishosa Guvashte Hakitot Yachad. So here, it's not that he's saying, I don't know. He's not saying anything. And Tosfos' question started with Shtika Kahoda. Over here, the two groups of witnesses are coming in at the same time. And they are battling out right in front of him. So now you can't say Shtika Kahoda, because Shtika Kahoda means what? Means that I'm agreeing, but right now there's nothing to agree with. Right now in front of me is disagreement. So they'll have Ishtika Sokoda, the Lav Modahu, Dama Mali Lachishan, Hashem Mechishan, Zed Zed. He says, look, why do I have to get involved? They're doing such a good job arguing. I'm here and.
Is this an enforceable thing that they have to go to the Aiden or in court? The court is going to be enforcing this guy's Nazir on him?
Well, again, there has to be some sort of. I'm guessing. Admittedly, the mission doesn't say this. But I'm imagining there has to be some sort of admission on his part that he accepted Naziris, meaning the only thing that is up for debate is how many. So
at least do two.
But I mean, if he disagrees with and doesn't say anything, can they enforce 5 Nazir on him, even if like.
I can't. Hard to imagine. I would have.
Remember, there should be at least do two.
Well, that part we're getting to in just a moment.
In general.
How can. Right. This is not a monetary issue, although it will be because you're going to have to bring karbanos. But this is not so much a monetary issue. You're not disputing anybody. You know, this is not litigation, you against somebody else. This is, you know, you and you. Okay. So I'm imagining, and again, I don't know if I'm right, but I'm imagining that your starting point is, yes, I declared myself to be a Nazir. Just help me out in terms of the number of times I said a number. What is it? So once there's 2, once there's 5. Okay. Beis Shammai omrim nechlugu eidus vein kan nazirus. So Beis Shammai says, okay, 2 is not 5 and 5 is not 2. Now, lowest common denominators we're going to get to in just a moment, but Beis Shammai's position is it's not the same number. Therefore, Eidim HaMachishim Zezer, they are disputing one another, and what do we do when witnesses are giving us different reports? We take the Eidus and we throw it right out the window. Okay, so that's Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel Armim,
because he said he was a Nazir. 30 days for sure, according to Beis Shammai.
It's interesting, right? Okay. Well, Beis Hillel, I hear you. Beis Hillel Armim, Yesh Bechla Chamesh Taim, Shei Nazir Shtaim. And so Beis Hillel also introduces us to a topic which we, you know, we saw so at one point in our, you know, in our grade school, I think. Okay, wherever they introduce the topic of lowest common denominator, meaning okay, well, look, 5 and 2 are not the same number, but at least whether you have 2 twos included within 5, so let's say that he has to do 2. So in other words, the one who's saying 5 is not disputing 2; he's saying 2 plus. In this case, 2 plus. Yeah, 2 plus 3. So he has to be an Nazir for 2. So Masnizin Deloike Atanya Detanya. Now this argument of Beis Hillel seems to be a very strong and compelling argument, and it'll help us understand the next bit of Gemara, where our Mishnah is not in agreement with the following brisa. Masnizin Deloike Atanya Detanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brok, Amar Lo Nechlu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Al Shtei Kitei Edim. There is no debate when there are two groups of Edim. Where one group says 2, the other one says 5. Here, according to this brisa, we agree, we subscribe to the principle of lowest common denominator. Right? 2 and 5, at least they share 2 as a number. Where's the debate? Al kas achas. Here's the debate and the only debate. And that is where it is one group of witnesses, meaning simply 2 people. Echad omer 2 ve'echad omer 5. So here now, it gets a little trickier. 2 witnesses. One says I heard the number 2, and the other one says I heard the number 5. You see, as opposed to where it's 2 groups of witnesses, each group is presenting a fact, and it's established because you have 2 people saying it. Al-Pishtayim. So, in the case where our Mishnah says there's a debate, but the Brisa says there's no debate, in the case where there are 2 sets of witnesses, at least there, 2 is established, 5 is established. And now we could look at lowest common denominator. But now, at least according to the Brisa, where one witness says 2 and the other says 5, so now I don't know if I have a fact. Because they're not agreeing with one another. So Beit Shammai Omer Nechleku Eid Osama Beit Hillel Omer Yesh Bechal Chamesh Taim. Here we have a debate. Beit Shammai says, look, I can't take these two people and put them together because they're not agreeing with one another, and therefore we don't have Eidus. And Beit Hillel says, no, even in this case we have Eidus, because when all said and done, the one who said five is agreeing with two, but it's over two. It's two plus.
Why can't you say that the common denominator here is there is a pledge of Nazirus?
Right, so Phil was asking, good. Phil was asking me a similar question, meaning the Mishnah, according to Beit Shammai, says throw it out. Okay, but there's definitely some Nazirus, just, okay, and right, and that part I don't know. Okay, it's a good question. Moving along in the Gemara, Amar Rav, Hakol Mondim. Here's where we're going to have full agreement. Bimona. If instead of people just throwing numbers out, let's say there was counting. Now, what exactly does that mean? So let's watch the Gemara discuss this issue. Amalei Rav Chama Rav Chista Mai Kama. What does that mean? Ilema Echad Omer Chamesh Velo Shtayim Echad Omer Shtayim Velo Chamesh Hakamach Sheadade. Now, when we say minyan, we talk about counting. Does that mean that everyone's super specific about their number? Meaning one group of witnesses say, you know, it's five and it's not two. And the other one says, it's two and it's not five. So the Gemara says, you couldn't come up with a more perfect example of people debating. Meaning they're clearly, in other words, they're throwing out numbers. And yes, there's a lowest common denominator, but at the same time, they're steadfast on the fact that I know it's two, I know it's not five. And the other one's saying, I know it's five, I know it's not two. So the Gemara says, you're right. So, Ela Echad Omer Achas Vishtayim Ve'echad Omer Shalosh Ve'arba Arba Ve'chamesh. So the case over here is where one group says it's 1-2. Meaning he's saying two, he's just simply counting to get to that. That's minyan. So, and the next group of witnesses, or in this sounds like from the Gemara we're talking about 1 and 1. Okay. And the other one says 3, 4, and 5. Well, again, essentially what he's saying is that it's five. He's just counting to get to that number.
He didn't say 1 and 2.
Well, and so right. So now the question is how to understand when he said 3 and 4 and 5. Is he saying I agree with your 1-2, but I think it went over that? I think it went over that. So ha lamali hashi yeshlamer chamir to amar rav kilta lo amar. So the Gemara to which says, you know, you could make the argument that the person who said 3, 4, and 5 is debating the one who said 1-2. So he could be saying, the chamir to amar, kilta lo amar, meaning the chamer. Chamer over here, stringent, meaning the greater number. What he's saying is that he said 3, 4, and 5, not 1-2. And it could be that even as a minyan, they could be disagreeing. Amr ibn Marav, the Gemara then concludes this whole discussion by quoting what was said in Eretz Yisrael, which is Ein Hachasha Bemona. That if we're counting, that is not a Hachasha. One says 1-2 and the other one says 3, 4, or 5. It's not debating with one another, because the one who's saying 3, 4, and 5 is for sure agreeing 1-2. It's just that he's saying something over and above that as well. 3, 4, and 5. But there is a lowest common denominator. There's no Hachasha. There's no Eidim HaMachishim Zedzem. And therefore, that person is going to be Nazir two times over. Ad Kan Hadron Alech Mishama. That is the end of the third parak of the Masechta, and we start this morning now with the fourth parak.
But can't you say that they never finished because they never brought a
korban? Well, the issue on the table is: did we start? Right. In other words, was there a Naziris altogether?
Book chapter
is
the same name,
Mishama. Yeah. So that's unusual. That's a good point. It's a good observation. And other Masechtas, just coming to the top of my head, so the when Prakim have the same name, so they kind of like nickname it so that we know the difference between the two. So the third and fourth Prakim, yeah. Okay. So write Hagozo Kama, Hagozo Basra. I'm just write those are the two Prakim in Baba Kama. All right, anyway. Misha Amar Harini Nazir Veshama Chaver Va'Amar Vani. Okay, so peer pressure is good sometimes, and not always, and we're influenced by our environment. Too true. So the Mishnah describes a very simple scenario where someone says he's going to be Nazir. Friend over here is a commitment to be Nazir. Got inspired. Va'Amar Vani, and he says, you know what? Me too. And then, you know how things go, chain reaction, Vani. Third person's there. And look at, oh, there's a lot of inspiration going on. So he, right, the first person became a Nazir, he became a Nazir. You know what? I'm in also, Vani. So Kulam Nazirim. So the Mishnah says that they're all Nazirim. Hutra, Rishon, Hutra, Kulan. And then, an idea we already saw back in the Dharm, but now we're going to see it once again here, in the beginning of the fourth parak of the Masechta, and that is the domino effect. Meaning that basically when I say Va'ani, what I'm saying is that I'm attaching my Naziris to your Naziris. I'm linking, I'm hitching my Naziris to your Naziris. So that, of course, means that if the first person gets a heter from his Naziris, well, the only reason why I became a Nazir is you became a Nazir. It's almost like a condition was made. I mean, we're saying really a lot in the word Va'ani. Understood.
Even but, after they started?
It's almost as if a Tanai was made within the Naziris, and the Tanai is that I'm going to be a Nazir as long as you're a Nazir. And if the first person loses his Nazir, so the second person's Nazir also goes away as well. Hutter, Rishon, Hutter, Kulan. And then the domino effect where if I have 1, 2, 3, 4, each one hitching to the person in front of him, so then once one goes, two goes, three goes, four goes, it's dominoes falling. Hutter, Ha'achron, Ha'achron, Mutter, Kulan, Asurin. But of course, we had this back in the Dharm. And then if the last domino were to fall, so only the last one would fall, and not the ones in front of it. Okay, that's nice, simple, straightforward. Amar harini nazir v'shem ha'chaver v'amar pi kepiv v'sa'ari kisa'aro. Okay, it's been many years since I've done this, but you go into a barbershop and you say, you know what? I like that haircut. I want the same haircut.
So I did too when I got an apple. The guy was getting an apple. I said, I want the same one.
Yeah, right, correct. Correct. So you say here that piv kepiv v'sari kisaro. My mouth is going to be like his mouth, meaning he just committed himself to not drinking wine. My mouth is going to go through the same experience. He just said that he's not going to cut his hair. I want my hair to go through the same experience as well. So I raise a Nazir. So good. So basically, again, an emulation, a mimic of the person in front of him on the commitments of Naziris is going to be considered a commitment of Naziris. Harini Nazir v'shama ishta v'amra v'ani. Okay, we're in a home. Husband says, I'm going to be a Nazir. The wife says, great idea. I'm with you. Mefer eshalav v'shalav kayam. So the husband has the right to be Mefer's wife's Nazir. Naziris is a neder. So the husband can be mefer. We already saw this in the previous parak. So even though the husband declared himself to be a nazir, but he felt for whatever reasons he needed to be a nazir. He felt like his wife didn't need to be a nazir. So he has the right to abrogate the wife's neder.
It's like the domino effect. Because he did the last one, so obviously
his is not. Okay, good. Harani nazira v'shama bala v'amarvani. But now let's take this in the other direction. Right. Where the wife is a source of inspiration. The wife says, I'm going to be a Nazir. And the husband says, oh, what a great idea. Me too. But you know what? I'm going to be made for yours. So the Mishnah says, here it does not work. Eini yachol la'afer. He cannot abrogate the wife's neder. Why? Because by him signing on to the Naziris, he's really doing two things. Number one, he's signing on to Naziris. Number two, he is stamping the Naziris of his wife. What we called back in Masechta Nedarim, Kiyum. In other words, he's saying, with the words Va'ani, he's basically saying, that is a great idea. I like it a lot. And by him committing, signing on as well, he's basically giving a tacit, not even so tacit, but a tacit approval of his wife's neder, Kiyum Hadavar. And so therefore, by the way, it can't be tacit. Kiyum has to be verbalized.
Can you ask Yisrael on it?
On his own?
Yeah, on hers.
You can always. Anyone can do that. He just right. Just no hafara because he was mekayim. So the amar vani eni chol hafir. Okay, hareini nazir ve'at. So now next, he says he's going to be a nazir. He turns to her and he says, "What do you think? What about you as well?" The amra amen, and she says amen. Throughout Shas, we know it's next Masechta, coming up in Shas, Masechta Sota. So we know that when you say Amen, so obviously you are basically repeating, articulating exactly what the person in front of you said. Right? Amen to a bracha is just simply a confirmation. Yeah, good. Good. I'm with you on that. But in other words, but in the case of making a shvua, or in this case, in terms of a declaration of a neder, here in this case, nazirus, when you say amen, basically in that one word amen is encapsulated the idea that I am saying everything you just said.
Yeah, but I think amen could mean that I'm confirming your nazir, but not mine.
Perfect. Perfect. So that brings us to the next point of the Mishnah. Mefer shalav v'shalo kayim. So he is mefer her neder v'shalo kayim, but at the same time he sustains, because in this formula. So it wasn't attaching hers to his. Meaning he asked her, "Do you also want to be a nazira?" And when she says amen, that amen is viewed as an independent, separate statement that she made. So now basically it's one household, but it's two naziras. And so because it's two to zero, so it's treated like two. Where now he could say to her, "You know what? I know I asked you, I know you agreed, but you know what? Your amen was a separate, independent statement. I want to be mefer. Even though I may have given you the impression that I liked it, but I don't like it."
How can I interpret that as though she wants to be another? Amen could be just a confirmation of his Israel.
No, but he says va'at. He asks her, and you.
Oh, va'at could be like, what's your...
Okay, fine, I understand. It's a simple miscommunication between husband and wife. Okay, I hear you, but it's happened before. Hareini nazir va'ata va'ata. So here... the wife turns to the husband and says, "Harina Nazira, right? Are you interested in being a Nazira?" I'm sorry. She first starts off the declaration that I'm going to be Nazira. Vi'ata. And he says to her, "And you, Va'amar Amen, Eina Yechola Lahafir." So he says, "Amen." Now again, this Amen is going to be understood, like we said earlier, that number one, I'm going to be a Nazir. Number two, I'm also approving that which you did. So therefore, Eina Yechola Lahafir. So therefore, that Amen has a kiyum included in it, and therefore no longer has the right to be made for his wife's neder. Okay. Yasiv. Reish Lakish Kamid Rav Yehuda Nasi of Yasav Vikamar. Vehushi Tfisu Kulam Mesoch Kedei Dibor. So the Gemara quotes Rav Yehuda Nasi, who says in front of... I'm sorry. Reish Lakish was in front of Rav Yehuda Nasi. Reish Lakish is an Amora, same generation as Rav Yochanan. These are first generation Amoraim. Rav Yehuda Nasi is a grandson to Rav Yehuda Nasi. So this is just... Just two generations after Rav Yehuda Nasi. So they were saying that our Mishnah says that what the opening of our Mishnah is that basically I'm hitching my Naziris to you. That only works when you're matfis besoch kedei dibor. You have to make the commitment within a certain time frame. How long is that time frame? V'chama tok kedei dibor. Okay, we talk about tok kedei dibor throughout Shas, again and again. How long is it? Kedei she'elas shalom. And the amount of time that it takes to greet. The kama kadesh shayla shalom kadesh shomer shalom tamid larav. The amount of time that it takes a student to say to greet his Rebbe. Okay. So look at the bottom Tosus on the Amud. Tosus says, Klomer, Tamish Shamalach Shinada Benazir Bikesh Lomer Vani. All right, the scenario we're going to paint over here is that one person hears another person declare himself to be a Nazir. And he's so excited, and the moment is hitting him. And at that moment, what happens is Rebbe passes us by. Uvetokach over Rabba Lafarnav. How odd and ironic that at the moment of inspiration, your Rebbe right now is distracting you. Distracting you from your inspiration. Now I'm being a little facetious. In other words, you have an obligation as your Rebbe passes by to greet your Rebbe. So lahaktim lo shalom v'lam shalom alecha Rebbe v'heim shalosh tevos. And now those are three words. Shuv lo yola lahadfis benazir im yomar v'ani shikvar shakadei dibor. So now you have a moment in which you had to say Shalom Alecha to your Rebbe, and now you want to go back, and now you want to hit yourself on. Here's the problem. The problem is it's just a little bit too late. Because now you're no longer betoch kedei dibur, you're afterwards. Vein zesvara ela vadigam revii nedfas hovel oshal klal laachik kedei dibur ela laata laalta achik kedei dibur amar vani aval chamish yivade inu nedfas sheshak tzatz achik kedei dibur. So therefore, the Tosfos explains, as the Gemara in just a moment is going to say as well, is that the toch kedei dibur does not mean that you have up to, but you have up to and the moment immediately that follows as well. In fact, let's go back to the Gemara. Let's see that now inside the Gemara. The Kama Kadesh Shel Hashem, Kadesh Shem Hashem, Tamil Rav, Amarle, Tuv Lo Shavakta Rav Chalatamida. You didn't give any room for the student, meaning the student has to greet his Rebbe, and he also would like then an opportunity to kitch himself to the person in front of him. So when we say that Tok Kadesh Dibur means the amount of time it takes to greet your Rebbe, it means that and the moment after that as well. Okay, Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam is not here, but famously the Rabbeinu Tam says that the whole institution of Toch Kedei Dibur is there because of this halacha, meaning that, in other words, Toch Kedei Dibur allows you to hitch something on even though you paused. How long a pause? The amount of time it takes to say hello to your Rebbe. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why is that the shir? So Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll tell you why that's the shir. Because the entire institution is based on the idea that people need to say hello to the Rebbe. We have a halacha of kavod harav. So you see your Rebbe, you have to say, you have to extend shalom aleichem to him. Don't wait for him to come to you. You go to him. And so because of that, so what the Chachamim did is gave an extension for everybody. They built an extension of, look, you don't have to do it immediately. We want people to extend shalom aleichem to the Rebbe. So therefore the Chachamim allowed a certain buffer, a certain cushion, extending, giving you just a small extension of time. So I saw, right, he talks about it. A number of people talk about it. If this time extension is a din derabanan, so how can it work on dinim daraisa? Like we're talking about Naziris right now, right? So how can it work on dinim daraisa? That's a difficulty on Rabbeinu Tam. Like many ask him Rabbeinu Tam. But okay, anyway, stop over here. Tomorrow we start. Excuse me. Tomorrow we stop on the very top of the Amud.